morning on WCHL, a freeze on need-based financial aid has UNC officials worried.
If we can't find alternative sources of funding, debt will rise and more students will have to borrow.
The latest on the future of Chapel Hill's Rosemary Street.
More retail opportunities, more multifamily housing. Those are some of the things, the visions that have come out of that process.
And why you might see fire this week at Southern Village. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, a Carolina tennis star goes international. And
let's temper our enthusiasm over the 2014 Carolina football season.
That's today in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of a cloudy day, mostly cloudy all day, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and this evening. Our high temperature today in the low 80s, not so bad. And right now we're starting out at 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. It actually feels kind of good out there, but a big chance of rain today. UNC Chapel Hill officials are worried the newly approved system-wide freeze on need-based financial aid could drive up student debt. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Stephen Farmer is UNC Chapel Hill's Vice Provost for Enrollment and Undergraduate Admissions. He says Friday's move by the Board of Governors to freeze the financial aid budget for Chapel Hill will make it hard for the nation's first public university to fulfill its commitment to affordable education.
It's going to be hard for us to find alternative sources of funding. If we can't find alternative sources of funding, then we predict that debt will rise and that more students will have to borrow.
The UNC Board of Governors voted unanimously on Friday to cap tuition increases at 5% each year for the next 4 years at all of the state's 16 colleges and universities. The board also placed a cap on need-based financial aid, limiting it to 15% of tuition revenue starting next year. Currently, UNC Chapel Hill and five other schools already spend more than that on need-based aid. Those schools are not required to decrease the amount of financial aid offered to students, but won't be able to increase the aid budget even if tuition goes up. Farmer says financial aid is crucial for many Chapel Hill students.
I think there's a misperception out there that the only students who receive need-based aid at Carolina or at other colleges and universities are students who are truly low income. The fact of the matter is that the overwhelming majority of students at Carolina who receive financial aid are middle-class students. They come from middle-income households.
More than a third of UNC Chapel Hill students take out loans to help pay for education. Once the aid freezes in place, that number could rise to about 50%. Farmer says that would effectively undo much of the work that's been done in the past decade and a half to ensure Chapel Hill remains affordable.
We would not have been able to do what we've done over the last 15 years, keeping Carolina affordable, keeping it a best value, making sure that the average indebtedness of our students is no higher today in real dollars than it was 15 years ago. We couldn't have done all those things if we hadn't had access to tuition and we hadn't been able to return a share of the tuition revenue that we collect back to students in the form of need-based aid.
The aid freeze was approved in conjunction with a tuition cap, but Farmer says that's not likely to help students in need, as the cost of room, board, and books continue to go up independent of tuition. Still, he says the university is committed to making sure as many qualified students can attend as possible.
This university is completely committed to making it possible for every student we admit to enroll here. We don't think that a great public university should be available only to the people who can afford to pay. That's a bedrock value of Carolina, and we're going to fight like crazy to defend it. So we'll do everything we can to mitigate the impact of this proposal on our students, because our students are worth defending.
The tuition cap and financial aid freeze are slated to go into effect in 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
You might smell smoke or see flames near Southern Village during the next few days, but fire officials say there's no cause for alarm. That's because the Chapel Hill Fire Department is conducting firefighting training exercises that will involve controlled burning at three homes. Deputy Chief Matt Lawrence says that's a rare opportunity for the department.
It's really, really important that we're able to do this type of training, because it's as real as we can possibly make it for our fire responders.
The houses located along 1551 South between Arlen Park Drive and Market Street are scheduled to be demolished to make way for the new Southern Village Hotel. But first, firefighters will have a chance to hone their skills in a live fire.
Majority of our training is conducted in our training center, which is a concrete and steel building that we can light fires in. But it's very difficult to recreate fire behavior and how fire moves through an actual wood frame structure. So this is a good opportunity.
The department will burn one house each day from Monday through Wednesday. All fire crews will have a chance to participate in the training. Once again, that burning will take place today, tomorrow, and the following day. One southbound lane of 15-51 will be closed in the area starting at 9 a.m. during the drills, but the lane should be reopened in time for the afternoon rush hour. You can learn more by reading the story at our website, chapelboro.com. A South Carolina developer, OTO Development, is proposing the construction of a new four-story hotel on West Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. While the developer has not yet announced which brand would label this particular hotel, there's a desire to make this location more upscale and make it accessible to the many retail and dining spots found downtown. OTO told the Community Design Commission that the creation of this new hotel would serve as a positive addition to the town for a number of reasons, including numerous job opportunities, both for construction and for the hotel itself, creating thousands of dollars in tax revenue annually, and will be another piece to the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnerships project called Rosemary Imagined, which is a conceptualized area of Rosemary Street that seeks to bring further entrepreneurial and technological expansions. Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Meg McGurk, says she's in complete support of the new hotel as it will help realize their plans of making Rosemary Street the new hotspot in downtown Chapel Hill.
We know that the community has already said that it should be the entrepreneurial and innovative hub for our entire community. More retail opportunities, more multifamily housing. Those are some of the things, the visions that have come out of that process. And now we've expanded it to all of downtown. But that particular site where this hotel is proposed was one of the opportunity sites that came out of the Rosemary Imagined plan.
McGurk also lists a number of reasons as to why this new proposed hotel at this location would impact the community in a variety of positive ways.
Having another fantastic hotel downtown adds to our commercial tax base. We see it adds jobs to downtown. It adds vitality, more visitors downtown. We see tourism increasing here in Orange County. We want to capture those folks that are coming to Chapel Hill and Carrboro so that they're not staying in hotels in Durham or Wake. We want them here. It's a good location for a hotel downtown.
For more information on the Rosemary Imagine Plan, you can find a link to the story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news coming up in just a moment.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing. To receive credit within 3 months, other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for GLTE.
97.9 FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. This is only a test. This is a test of the Emergency Alert System on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even healthcare. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
6:15 at WCHL. In other news this morning, North Carolina lawmakers have agreed to spend an additional $1 million in the state's medical examiner system. The legislature also agreed to study how other states handle death investigations and see if North Carolina needs to increase pay, qualifications, or oversight for medical examiners. The extra money comes after a series by the Charlotte Observer that found medical examiners failed to examine bodies in and out of every 9 cases, breaking state law. The series also found medical examiners only visit crime scenes about 10% of the time. Experts say seeing where the death happened can be important. Apparently, it's not like it is on television. North Carolina Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Deborah Radish blamed the problems on a lack of money. Governor Pat McCrory asked for $2 million for medical examiners after reading this series. In news around town this morning, you can head to the Big Barn Convention Center in Hillsboro on Sunday, August 17th, for a special event celebrating the historic Okinichi Speedway. The event is called Stores and Stories, co-hosts the Orange County Historical Museum and the Historic Speedway Group. It'll feature presentations by Frank Craig, founder of the Historic Speedway Group, local race car driver Gene Hobby, and Bill Blair Jr., the son of NASCAR driver Bill Blair. It gets underway at 2 p.m. It's free and open to the public, and there will be vintage race cars on display outside. Again, that is on Sunday, August 17th at the Big Barn in Hillsboro. 6:17 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here. It's Aaron Keck.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
All right. Rand has a day off.
Rand has one more day off, and then he'll be back tomorrow.
And so I'm stuck with you again today.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Did you have a good weekend?
I had an excellent weekend. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, which was a very good movie, very funny. And drove down to Fayetteville for the first time ever. I've never been to Fayetteville before, but
really?
We have some friends who do improv comedy down there who were doing their last show ever, so we drove down to Fayetteville, saw a show that started at 11:30 at night on Saturday, and then drove back at 1:30 in the morning.
You had a really busy day
on
Saturday.
It was a very busy day on Saturday, but it was fun.
Meet the Heels.
Meet the Heels was earlier that day. I went to DSI and did comedy in the evening, drove to Fayetteville and saw comedy overnight. It was good.
You really are one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults. It's no question.
It's unfortunate, but yes.
A lot more active than you want to be sometimes,
yeah,
I'm
sometimes.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Well, how about yesterday? Did you do anything yesterday?
Saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
It was
okay.
Excellent. Yeah. Right. You should see it.
All right. Yeah, I should. I should. Doesn't it have a raccoon in it?
It has a raccoon in it. It's got a sentient tree. It all takes place on planets you've never heard of and never will again. And it's very funny. So,
all right.
Which is basically everything Ron Stutz asks for in a movie. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Give me a raccoon and a talking tree, Ron says, and I'm a happy man for today.
Well, at least a raccoon.
Yeah, so, one or the other.
At any rate,
this has so much to do with traffic.
Yeah, it does. Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. And here's Aaron.
And traffic's looking good out there right now. Still relatively early in the morning, so unless you're driving back from Fayetteville at all hours of the night, you should be all right. 15501 looking good in all directions through Chapel Hill Harbor, 54 as well. I-40 problem-free east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh. Durham traffic looking good, too. Again, still early in the morning, so not a lot out there on the roads right now. Be on the lookout for some fog. Ron will talk about that with the weather. There's a fog advisory out there, so be careful driving around, but shouldn't have any traffic issues. If you're seeing anything that we're not reporting throughout the morning, though, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call me in the newsroom, 967-8363, and let us know what's going on. Just be safe when you do.
By the way, I haven't been to Fayetteville lately myself either, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, if I had a bucket list of places I'd never been and I had to get there,
right?
That Fayetteville would not be near,
would
the,
not
top
be near
the
top of the list. You know what's really, I was surprised to see that downtown Fayetteville is actually, because it's got such a bad reputation, but downtown Fayetteville is actually quite nice.
Hmm.
Yeah, for what it's worth.
All right. Well, I'll check it out sometime.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
We'll talk to you later, along with the raccoon and the talking tree. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. You have to check it out. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather, presented by Peter Grill. And as Aaron said, we do have a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. It is foggy in some spots out there, not everywhere, but some places it's really thick. Mostly cloudy today with a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and the evening. Our high today in the low 80s, low tonight around 68 degrees. But think about that. High today, low 80s. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. We're going to be more optimistic. A 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Same goes for tomorrow night. Our high today, high tomorrow, rather, in the upper 80s. A little bit warmer than today. And our low at night, once again, in the upper 60s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and the heat will be back. High in the low 90s on Wednesday. And so things will kind of be getting back to normal there. Peter Grill is family-owned and located in Timberline Shopping Center. Peter Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner. Check out the popular new menu items, including chicken and beef shawarma, plates and wraps, all at Peter Grill in the Timberline Shopping Center right off Weaver Dairy Road. Time for a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina men's tennis player Braden Schnur will be taking on the likes of Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic this week in Toronto. Schnur, a sophomore at Carolina, qualified for the Rogers Cup, an ATP Masters Series event over the weekend, with a pair of commanding straight set wins over Japan's Yuichi Sugita and Australia's Matthew Ebden. The latter is ranked inside the top 100 in the world. Schnur is currently ranked number 609 in the ATP rankings, but that's sure to change following the Rogers Cup. Being a Canadian himself, Snur's unlikely heroics in his home country are made all the more special. He says his dream is to play the game full-time professionally. The 19-year-old tennis player enrolled at UNC in January and made quite a splash in his freshman campaign for the Tar Heels, who were knocked out in the NCAA tournament quarterfinals. Schnur will take on Italy's Andrea Seppi, ranked number 48 in the world, in the opening round. If Schnur is able to get past the crafty Italian, he could face a potential second-round meeting with American number 1 and Greensboro native John Isner. You can follow Snur's progress in the Rogers Cup at rogerscup.com. Dale Earnhardt Jr. took the lead off the final restart with three laps left and won Sunday to complete a season sweep at Pocono Raceway. Earnhardt held off the hard-charging Kevin Harvick to win for the third time this season. Earnhardt is the first driver to sweep both races at the track since Denny Hamlin bid it back in 2006. He tweeted, "Looking for a broom when he landed in Pocono. He could use one in victory lane." Rory McIlroy picked up another victory. Tiger Woods made another early exit. McIlroy began the final round of the Bridgestone Invitational trailing Sergio Garcia by three shots before rallying for a two-stroke win over the Spaniard. The Irishman opened the final round with three straight birdies on his way to a 4-under 66 and a 15-under total. McIlroy earned over $1.5 million and reclaimed the number one ranking from Adam Scott. McIlroy was playing for the first time since his wire-to-wire victory at the British Open. Mark Leishman finished third, three shots back, and three ahead of Keegan Bradley, Patrick Reed, Justin Rose, and Charles Schwartzel. Phil Mickelson had the day's best round, an 8-under 62, that allowed him to finish tied for 15. Woods had to withdraw following his tee shot in the ninth hole. He injured his back playing a shot from the edge of a bunker on the par 5 second hole and took himself out of the tournament after eight holes. It was the second time he failed to play 72 holes in three tournaments since undergoing back surgery back in March. He missed the cut in his first event following surgery and opened tied for 69th at the British Open. He's finished all four rounds only twice in six events this year. Woods did not say whether he would be able to play the PGA Championship at Valhalla next week. And, of course, the Carolina football season is underway in earnest now. First full day of practice was on Friday, and, of course, Meet the Heels Day was on Saturday. Hundreds of Carolina football fans came out to Keenan Stadium, although it was the event was held inside the Blue Zone rather than out on the field because of the inclement weather. And everybody was absolutely delighted. Everybody had a great time meeting all the players. Coach Fedora's line was really long, and everybody wanted to talk to him. It was a lot of fun. Meet the Heels Day, 625 at WCHL.
Sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. There it was in Sunday's New York Times.
A full-page ad from a company called Leafly.
Offering advice on where to get the best medical marijuana, which is now legal in New York. And if Colorado's any indication, it's just the beginning. More after this from Charlie.
The American dream. It's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you. Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. And think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at LiftMaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18+. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
23 states and Washington, D.C. now allow legal marijuana in some form, even though the feds still consider it illegal in any form. Marijuana is the one substance whose legality depends on the uniform of the official who catches you with it. Aaron Smith with the Cannabis Policy Center says that's nuts.
Ideally, the federal government will create a system to tax and regulate marijuana just like it does with alcohol.
But just as we've seen alcohol working its way into things that look like soft drinks, there's still plenty of people who worry that we're legalizing ourselves back to the stoner age, especially when you look at what's happening in Colorado. It's in everything.
Granola, gummy bears, lip gloss.
Diane Carlson belongs to Smart Colorado, which is concerned that the pot-enhanced versions of these things look and taste exactly like the regular versions. CBS's John Blackstone talked with the operator of a California marijuana dispensary who admitted that a fudgesicle, which looks like it would do nothing more than freeze your brain, could in fact blow your mind. The only difference is the packaging.
If I took this out, it would look like another ice cream bar of some kind, I take it.
Yes, it would look like what it is, sure.
So, Colorado has now set the legal marijuana serving size as 10 milligrams or less of THC, which must be clearly printed on the label. Of course, nobody really knows what that means, hallucination-wise. But what we do know is that in Colorado, reading ingredient labels just got very important. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on 4 lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for 4 phones on AT&T Mobile Share Value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. In 2011, Chapel Hill Training was voted best gym by ChapelBurrow.com. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
And good morning. It is time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. First of all, there's a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Foggy in some spots out there, so be careful. Visibility not great. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Also a chance of rain tonight with a low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, more of the same, just a little warmer with a high in the upper 80s. Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Mayor Michael Collins won't tell his residents that it's okay to turn on the tap. Lake Erie algae has contaminated the water supply. So
I'm going to err on the side of caution rather than err on the side of risk.
WTOL-TV reporter Megan Sanctorum says 400,000 people are affected.
She said it was just two neighborhoods that are testing at a level that's very, very close to the safe threshold, but she wanted to be more confident and 100% confident that it was safe.
Test results should be known this morning. Kevin Landers with WBNS-TV says centers have been opened to distribute H2O.
Water that is in jugs. They've even given out juice and even microwavable soup to try to get people through this water crisis.
Reverend Bill McGill, a minister in Fort Wayne, Indiana, he drove a couple hundred miles to Toledo.
We're very pleased to be here in the central part of the city, in the core of the city, impacting individuals during this crisis.
With him, about 1,400 bottles of water to dole out. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. University officials here in Chapel Hill are worried that the newly approved system-wide freeze on need-based financial aid could drive up student debt for Carolina students. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Stephen Farmer is UNC Chapel Hill's Vice Provost for Enrollment and Undergraduate Admissions. He says Friday's move by the Board of Governors to freeze the financial aid budget for Chapel Hill will make it hard for the nation's first public university to fulfill its commitment to affordable education.
It's going to be hard for us to find alternative sources of funding. If we can't find alternative sources of funding, then we predict that debt will rise and that more students will have to borrow.
The UNC Board of Governors voted unanimously on Friday to cap tuition increases at 5% each year for the next 4 years at all of the state's 16 colleges and universities. The board also placed a cap on need-based financial aid, limiting it to 15% of tuition revenue starting next year. Currently, UNC Chapel Hill and five other schools already spend more than that on need-based aid. Those schools are not required to decrease the amount of financial aid offered to students, but won't be able to increase the aid budget even if tuition goes up. Farmer says financial aid is crucial for many Chapel Hill students.
I think there's a misperception out there that the only students who receive need-based aid at Carolina or at other colleges and universities are students who are truly low income. The fact of the matter is that the overwhelming majority of students at Carolina who receive financial aid are middle-class students. They come from middle-income households.
More than a third of UNC Chapel Hill students take out loans to help pay for education. Once the aid freeze is in place, that number could rise to about 50%. Farmer says that would effectively undo much of the work that's been done in the past decade and a half to ensure Chapel Hill remains affordable.
We would not have been able to do what we've done over the last 15 years, keeping Carolina affordable, keeping it a best value, making sure that the average indebtedness of our students is no higher today in real dollars than it was 15 years ago. We couldn't have done all those things if we hadn't had access to tuition and we hadn't been able to return a share of the tuition revenue that we collect back to students in the form of need-based aid.
The aid freeze was approved in conjunction with a tuition cap, but Farmer says that's not likely to help students in need, as the cost of room, board, and books continue to go up independent of tuition. Still, he says the university is committed to making sure as many qualified students can attend as possible.
This university is completely committed to making it possible for every student we admit to enroll here. We don't think that a great public university should be available only to the people who can afford to pay. That's a bedrock value of Carolina, and we're going to fight like crazy to defend it. So we'll do everything we can to mitigate the impact of this proposal on our students, because our students are worth defending.
The tuition cap and financial aid freeze are slated to go into effect in 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You might smell smoke or even see flames near Southern Village over the next few days, but fire officials say there is no cause for alarm. That's because the Chapel Hill Fire Department is conducting firefighting training exercises that will involve controlled burning at three homes. Deputy Chief Matt Lawrence says that's a rare opportunity for the department.
It's really, really important that we're able to do this type of training, because it's as real as we can possibly make it for our fire responders.
These three houses, located along 15501 South between Arlen Park Drive and Market Street, are scheduled to be demolished to make way for the new Southern Village Hotel. But first, firefighters will have an opportunity to hone their skills in a live fire situation.
Majority of our training is conducted in our training center, which is a concrete and steel building that we can light fires in. But it's very difficult to recreate fire behavior and how fire moves through an actual wood frame structure. So this is a good opportunity.
The department will burn one house each day, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. All fire crews will have a chance to participate in the training. One southbound lane at 15501 will be closed in the area starting at 9 a.m. during the drills, but the lane should be reopened in time for the afternoon rush hour. You can learn more by reading this story at our website, chapelboro.com. But don't forget, that will start today. Today is the first day of three, and one lane of traffic to be closed starting at 9 o'clock this morning. A South Carolina developer, OTO Development, is proposing the construction of a new four-story hotel on West Rosemary Street in downtown Chapel Hill. While the developer has not yet announced which brand would label this particular hotel, there's a desire to make the location more upscale and make it accessible to the many retail and dining spots found downtown. OTO told the Community Design Commission that the creation of this new hotel would serve as a positive addition to the town for a number of reasons, including numerous job opportunities, both for construction and for the hotel itself, creating thousands of dollars in tax revenue annually, and it will be another piece to the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnerships project called Rosemary Imagined. That's a conceptualized area of Rosemary Street that seeks to bring further entrepreneurial and technological expansions. Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Meg McGurk, says she's in complete support of the new hotel, as it will help realize their plans of making Rosemary Street the new hotspot in downtown Chapel Hill.
We know that the community has already said that it should be the entrepreneurial and innovative hub for our entire community. More retail opportunities, more multifamily housing, those are some of the things, the visions that have come out of that process. And now we've expanded it to all of downtown. But that particular site where this hotel is proposed was one of the opportunity sites that came out of the Rosemary Imagined plan.
McGurk also lists a number of reasons as to why this new proposed hotel at this particular location would impact the community in a variety of positive ways.
Having another fantastic hotel downtown adds to our commercial tax base. We see it adds jobs to downtown. It adds vitality, more visitors downtown. We see tourism increasing here in Orange County. We want to capture those folks that are coming to Chapel Hill and Carrboro so that they're not staying in hotels in Durham or Wake. We want them here. It's a good location for a hotel downtown.
For more information on the Rosemary Imagine Plan, you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. North Carolina lawmakers have agreed to spend an additional $1 million on the state's medical examiner system. The legislature also agreed to study how other states handle death investigations and see if North Carolina needs to increase pay, qualifications, or oversight for medical examiners. The extra money comes after a series by the Charlotte Observer that found medical examiners failed to examine bodies in one out of every nine cases, breaking state law. The series also found medical examiners only visit crime scenes about 10% of the time. Experts say seeing where the death happened can be important. North Carolina Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Deborah Radish blamed the problems and a lack of money. Governor Pat McCrory asked for $2 million for medical examiners after reading the series in the newspaper. The police chief at North Carolina Central University has been charged with driving while impaired. State troopers said 54-year-old Timothy Bellamy was at a driver's license checkpoint in Greensboro around 12:30 a.m. on Saturday when an officer smelled alcohol in his breath and noticed his eyes were red and glassy. Authorities say Bellamy did poorly in sobriety tests and registered blood alcohol level of 0.09%. The legal limit to drive is 0.08%. The university says Bellamy has been suspended with pay after his arrest. Bellamy told a television station that he couldn't talk about the case, referring all questions to his lawyer, who could not be reached. Before going to the university, Bellamy spent 27 years in the Greensboro Police Department, working as chief for 3 years before he retired in 2010. WCHL News Time, 640. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Colleen Bridger.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Coleman, Huntsoon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite. Our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. So you've reached the end of the season and your tax return is filed. What tax records can you toss? The short answer is none. Keep your tax records for as long as the IRS has the ability to audit your return or amended return or assess additional taxes, which generally is 7 years after you file your return. This means you can likely shred and toss most records related to your tax returns for 2006 and earlier years. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntsoon & Brown. You can find more on chapelboro.com.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
All right, 642 at WCHL, the beginning of a cloudy day here today. Look for a high today in the low 80s.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. Chikungunya. It's a funny word that is scaring a lot of people. The chikungunya virus has been around in the Caribbean and other tropical locations for decades, but just arrived in the United States last week. It's spread by two types of mosquitoes that here in the U.S. can mainly be found in the southeast. In North Carolina, public health professionals have been watching its encroachment and planning for its inevitable arrival for years. New viruses happen all the time, and it is often a serious threat to our health, but I must admit I chuckle a bit at the reactions I see from people. Some like to go into what I call Chicken Little mode, running around telling anybody who will listen that the absolute worst case scenario will absolutely happen and we'll all be helpless to stop it. Others like to go into conspiracy mode, claiming that the virus was inflicted upon us by an evildoer. Most of the folks I've talked to, though, are only paying attention to chikungunya, quite honestly, because it has a funny name. So yes, chikungunya is serious. The best defense against it is to limit your exposure to mosquito bites by emptying standing water sources and wearing long sleeves and pants. But don't barricade yourself indoors waiting for 40,000 of your friends and neighbors to fall victim to this dreaded disease. We've had two infections occur in the United States so far, none in our state. I hope you won't listen to either the Chicken Littles or the conspiracists. Besides, the best way to keep your immune system in tip-top shape is to get regular physical activity. Just don't forget your bug spray. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina basketball had a nearly record-setting year in 2014 for foul outs. James Michael McAdoo, Leslie McDonald, Bryce Johnson and J.P. Tokido each fouled out four times during the season, contributing to 21 total foul outs on the year for Tar Heel players. The 21 disqualifications is tied for the second most foul outs in a single season, as the 1954 and 1990 teams also had that total. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: do you know which season Carolina basketball saw the most total foul outs? The number is 24. We'll blow the whistle on that piece of Tar Heel trivia after this commercial break. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
As a team, Carolina had 21 total foul outs last season, tied with the 1954 and 1990 teams for second most in Tar Heel basketball history. The Carolina record is 24. And today's Tar Heel trivia question wanted to know what year it was set. The answer: the 1985 Carolina team holds that dubious honor, with Brad Doherty and Warren Martin leading the way with seven foul outs apiece. The Heels still had a solid year in 85, going 27-9 overall, finishing second in the ACC, and advancing to the round of eight in the NCAA tournament.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:46. I'm hearing that Tar Heel fight song. I'm getting all excited about Carolina football now for Meet the Heels Day on Saturday.
Which was awesome.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was great. We were worried for days in advance that it was going to get rained out, and it almost was, but they moved it inside of the Blue Zone, and it ended up being terrific.
Yeah, they wanted very badly to have it, because if they had not been able to have it, which is something that happened a few years ago, there's not another time when they could
have
rescheduled
it. They only have that tiny little window, but they moved it all into the Blue Zone. They had all the players sitting at this long table and nice organized line of people moving in and out and getting autographs and meeting Coach Fedora. And that just really gets you excited for the season. It's going to be a good year.
I didn't even see Coach Fedora because there was such a line around him.
I saw Bubba Cunningham. I saw Rick Steinbacher. You talked to him. You were talking to Norkeith Azotis, and a name that I'm going to have trouble saying all year long.
That's
just
a tough
like
one.
Norkeith Azotis.
That's a tough one. May as well get used to it, though, because he's going to be very
He's going to be around, yeah. That's but Larry sure. Fedora was just mobbed for 2 hours. It was great, yeah.
People love him, you know, that's for sure.
It's the Red Bull.
It's the six-pack, I think. Yeah. But it's actually time to get psyched up if you're not psyched up about Carolina football yet.
Yeah.
And I know these players and the coaches and everybody involved just really anxious to get the season started and start actually hitting somebody, you know, which they did in practice on Friday, you know.
Yeah, they just started with that. It's what football players say, you know.
Right. Got to get out and hit somebody.
Yep.
You know, so at any rate, somebody in a different colored uniform, basically, is when they'll get the first opportunity for that will be on August 30th.
Yep, yeah. Liberty.
Yeah. So
it's going to be a good afternoon.
All right. Well, hey, listen, let's get really innovative here and bring everybody a look at the morning traffic on WCHL. And traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
I did not see that coming, but I am prepared. Traffic is looking good out there this morning, Ron. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, looking good in all directions. Through Chapel Hill and Carrboro, I-40 problem free as well. East and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh, Durham traffic looking good as well. If you're seeing anything out there that we're not reporting, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL and let us know what's going on. Just do that safely. Or you can also give us a call in the newsroom, 967-8363. Let us know what's going on that way. Be careful. Earlier this morning, there is some fog out there, which Ron will tell you about in just a minute. But as for traffic itself, things are looking good.
And Mark McCurry is our hometown hero today. We'll tell you all about him in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Thank you so much.
Yep, talk
Cruisers,
to you soon.
Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. But this morning, we have a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock. It is thick in some spots. In some spots, there's no fog at all, but it's kind of patchy out there. Our high today in the low 80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High in the upper 80s, a little bit warmer. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. And right now, the heat doesn't sound good, does it? It is 68 degrees right now in Chapel Hill today. Actually, not so bad. So, at any rate, we'll take a look at your celebrity birthdays coming up right after this.
Have your office order online from Dickey's today. Now everyone can conveniently order and pay online. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats to choose from, along with fresh home-style sides and salads, we will have something for everyone in the office. Order online at Dickies.com today. We will have it ready for you when you're ready. Dickies, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
All right, time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Remember the song, Baby, Let Me Take You on a Sea Cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Frankie Ford is the guy who did that. He is 75 years old today. Actor, comedian Richard Belzer is 70. Billy Bob Thornton, the actor, 59 years old today. Hall of Fame track star Mary Decker Slaney, 56. Actress Lauren Tom is 55. President Barack Obama is 53 years old today. Producer Michael Gelman, who produces the TV show Live with Kelly and Michael, 53 years old today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Roger Clemens is 52. Ron Lester, the actor, 44 years old today. Race car driver Jeff Gordon is 43. Actress Greta Gerwig is 31. Actors Cole and Dylan Sprouse, 22. And Jessica Sanchez, who is on American Idol, is 19 years old today. Got a local celebrity celebrating birthday today, and that would be Celette Andrews. She is our birthday winner. Happy birthday, Celette. Celette lives in Carrboro, and we're going to get you a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Meadowmont, where they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday, Celette Andrews, from all of the folks at UPS and all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz. Freddie Kiger is right here by my side.
Yes, sir. I'm at your trivial side.
Actually, not by my side, but across the way.
Yes.
And another
eyeball contact.
Microphone. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I got to say that sitting here looking at you every morning is not the most easy thing I've ever had to do. But, you know, I realize it's just as difficult for you as it is for me.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah?
You know, it's a labor of love, and we carry on.
All in the name of trivia.
Yes.
And information.
In the effort to try to enlighten our community.
Exactly. That's what we do.
It is.
That's Freddie's specialty.
It's a crusade for all of us.
Useless information.
Well, yeah.
That, for the most part, I got a bunch of stuff. Mine's mostly related to music. But yeah. You got a bunch of stuff of all kinds running around in your head.
Yeah, but you do pretty good with this stuff, though. I mean, you're a renaissance man.
Well, whatever. But, you know, we try and impart some of this.
And we're going to do
other
such
people.
Today.
All right.
You ready?
We'll try and unload some of this.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Folks, we're doing fast food slogans.
Okay.
Fast food slogans.
I might even know the answer to this.
Yep. All right, here we go, folks. If you eat fresh at Subway, and think outside the bun at Taco Bell.
Okay.
Up to 2007, where were you if you gather around the good stuff?
Gather around the good stuff?
Yes. If you eat fresh at Subway and you think outside the bun at Taco Bell, up to the year 2007, where were you, what restaurant, what fast food restaurant, if you gather around the good stuff?
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
For the last 4.5 years, Mark McCurry has been the assistant to the mayor. Now he's leaving to go to Duke Law School.
I don't think it's quite settled in that I'm gone. I've been doing this for 4.5 years, and it's been really a lifestyle. It's both what you do and who you are, and I think it'll become a little bit more clear what that means to me as I step away and let the pressure of the office kind of just depart my shoulders and pass on to someone else.
Mark McCurry is today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith remembering the time that Mark McCurry started.
The economy was crashing around that time, and the town of Chapel Hill was really having to think about looking to the future in different ways. We had to create a whole different mayor's office, really, to respond to the unique pressures of the time. And I think we together, set a standard that kind of redefines how the mayor's office in Chapel Hill engages with the citizens of Chapel Hill and with the university and with outside jurisdictions. One of the things I've been really proud of is being able to continue the restoration of our great relationship with the university, but also being able to, during these last 4.5 years, reach out to other jurisdictions, not just Carrboro and Hillsborough and Orange County and Durham, but across the state and across the country, where we are recognized as leaders in so many ways. We were able to do that in large part because Mark was working the office and was able to message about our community in a really effective way.
Mark McCurry has done a great job behind the scenes as the mayor's assistant.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a really unique position and one that changes depending upon both the mayor and the aide. The only job description that the aide has is to make your boss successful. That's pretty much it. And the citizens of Chapel Hill get to decide how successful I'm being every 2 years. And as you engage in that role, I mean, you have really, in a lot of ways, you learn on the job because you never know what you're going to get on a given day. And you have to help talk with the mayor about what the goals are moving forward and how to advocate and how to use the office effectively to meet the citizens' needs.
Yeah, and we try to make sure that he's like the hard worker behind the scenes, but the voice is the people you mentioned before, and the face is the council members, the manager, the mayor. And we had a rule right at the beginning. His name was never to appear in print.
There were some really interesting challenges that came along with the job, and Mark McCurry always handled them well.
Really interesting characters would just walk into the mayor's office or call. And Mark had, for the last 4.5 years, has just had to deal with them. And always has done it consistently in a very polite, respectful way. No matter, some people had some really strange requests or assumptions about how government worked.
Thanks to Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, and thanks to Mark McCurry, and good luck in law school. Mark McCurry, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 657 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning.
Freddie, I'm just going to guess, if you gather around the good stuff, you would be at Pizza Hut?
That is correct.
Ah, well, you gave me a little hint. Yep. You said round, I figured pizza.
Yep, Pizza Hut founded in 1958 by Dan and Frank Carney in Wichita, Kansas.
Right.
But it's been one of the many ad hooks for Pizza Hut. When they first started, their hook was putt-putt to the Pizza Hut.
Really?
And then they went over to, now you're eating. Your favorites, your Pizza Hut. And then they did the gather around the good stuff for a while. And most recently is make it great.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like gather around the good stuff. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
I like the little play on word there. Gather round.
I don't remember it, but that's really cool.
Can you imagine? I mean, can you remember when it was like Pizza Hut and Pizza Inn, and that was about it?
Yeah.
Now there's 4011.
Yeah, exactly.
More pizza shops and brands than Carter got pills.
85,000 varieties of pizza.
Yeah, that's for sure. Congratulations, Dennis Franklin, who called in with a correct answer this morning. Gather around the good stuff. That's what they used to say at Pizza Hut. And Dennis Franklin's going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off a one-hour massage.
massage valued at $110, available today for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill Carborough area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off a one-hour massage from Integrated Body Work, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Dense fog advisory in effect until 10 this morning. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Right now it is 68 degrees. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats their hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomot Village, Chapel Hill. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Here in Gaza continues to hold tentatively, now in its fourth hour. This is a unilateral ceasefire by Israel to allow Gazans time to restock on supplies. Osama Damo is with Save the Children in Gaza City.
Almost 1 million children living in Gaza without basic services, including water, electricity.
Just after the ceasefire took effect, Israel launched an airstrike targeting a commander of Islamic Jihad and warned its military is still operating in southern Gaza. The ceasefire comes after a strong condemnation by the State Department of an apparent Israeli strike yesterday near a UN shelter. 10 people were killed. The State Department called it disgraceful. With more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
The quality of water from Lake Erie is improving, but it's still not good enough to drink or wash with. Toledo Mayor Michael Collins hopes residents can hold out a little longer.
My prayer is that we'll see a light at the end of this tunnel.
In the meantime, water distribution centers are picking up the slack.
The need is there. We're not going to turn people away. They're our neighbors, so we got to take care of each other.
400,000 residents of Ohio and Michigan haven't been able to use tap water since Saturday, when officials found high levels of toxins blamed on farm chemicals in the water in Lake Erie. In Southern California, heavy rain wasn't enough to break a record drought, but it was more than enough to trigger mudslides. A driver was swept away, and 2,000 people have been cut off behind mud-covered roads. Fire Captain Kyle Haneker says some are stranded at a San Bernardino County campground.
The mud and debris flows haven't threatened the camp or caused any damage there, but they have cut off access by vehicle into that area.
In northeastern California, a fast-moving